Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I'll cover some livestock, farming, and garden tips as we prepare for the upcoming winter months. But first, did you know that K-State Research and Extension has an office in every county in Kansas? Putting the agent's skills and resources together has a lasting effect on every community in Kansas. After spending last week on the campus of K-State University at our annual Extension Agent Conference, and I got to see what the future holds for community members in the state of Kansas. KSRE has made a goal of working with all 2.9 million Kansans, and it all starts right here in McPherson County. After returning to McPherson County, my thoughts turn to how Extension can help you right now. Stay tuned for more details on upcoming programming. Programs that will make a difference in our community in the areas of global food systems, water and natural resources, health, developing tomorrow's leadership, and community vitality. And now for my cattle segment. Grazing stocks this time of year is a popular practice to many cattlemen. The quantity and quality of sorghum residue is the highest it's going to be immediately following harvest. K-State research indicates that in most situations, there should be enough dry matter residue from the grain sorghum harvest to support one non-lactating cow for 50 to 60 days per acre. Producers often are concerned, however, about nitrate toxicity and prussic acid toxicity, which can cause death to the animals. Both conditions are more common in years when crops are drought-stressed. With nitrate toxicity, nitrates will accumulate at the bottom one-third of the stalk or stem, so always remember that we don't want to force the animals to graze down into the lower one-third of the stalk by leaving them on the residue fields longer. Prussic acid may accumulate in the upper portions of the residue. Remember this, that producers can reduce the risk of prussic acid poisoning by avoiding grazing just prior to the killing frost, when the plant is still actively growing. Testing of the forages before turning beef cows on stalks is the best way to be sure levels are safe, and we can assist with that right here at the McPherson County Extension Office. In my farming news, many producers are getting ready for fall anhydrous applications. However, very dry soils in many areas of our county can be a concern. When the soil is dry, will it be able to hold the anhydrous pneumonia, or will some of it or most of the ammonia be lost shortly after application? So, should we perform this type of fertilizer this fall? The answer is still yes, as long as the ammonia is applied deep enough to reach some moisture and the soil is well sealed above the injected slot. If the soil is dry and cloddy, there might be considerable loss of ammonia within a few days of the application if the soil is not well sealed above the injection slot or the injection point is too shallow. Producers should be able to tell if anhydrous is escaping from the soil during the application or if the ammonia isn't being applied deep enough. If ammonia can be smelled, the producer should either change the equipment setup to get better sealing or deeper injection, or wait until the soil has better moisture conditions. In my garden news, beautiful fall leaves have begun to cover lawns and will continue to fall throughout November. K-State Research and Extension says it's important to remove leaves from the home lawns. Although a scattering of leaves won't harm the lawn, excessive cover prevents sunlight from reaching the turf grass plants. Turf left in this state for an extended period of time will be unable to make the carbohydrates needed to carry it through the winter. So don't put up your mowers quite yet. Regularly mowing over the leaves as early as they fall is an easy way to prevent this problem. The chopped up leaves can be returned to the lawn. This must be done often enough that the leaf litter doesn't become thick. If you have a bag attachment to your mower, you can collect the shredded leaves and use them as a layer of mulch in your flower beds. This organic matter will break down over time, contributing nutrients back into the soil. Leaves can also be composted, shredded or whole. Be aware of the balance needed in a compost pile for efficient decomposition. Alternating layers of leaves with green material such as fresh plant material is best, and watering helps break down the leaves even more. Again, this is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.